All right. Welcome to another podcast with Stoner TV. I'm your host, Root Boy, and today is Tuesday, April 17th. So we're about another week away from the Avengers movie, and today they are having a premiere in L.A. So if anybody knows where that's going down, please let me know. A lot of us would love to know. Let's see, today, Tuesday, 17th of April, 2018. All right, so like I said, we got the Avengers coming out very soon. It's coming out in a couple weeks. So that's going to be a great movie. Man, to those out there, have you ever felt like you were stuck? Excuse me a minute. Man, I'm not a morning person. This morning I woke up and I was supposed to head to a job, and the job got replaced because these people were trying to call me, and here I am rocking a fucking Obama phone while the crackheads, the meth heads, the whores, the sluts, you know, downtown Riverside, yeah, I put you in there, that's right, I put you in there with the sluts and hoes and all that other shit. Downtown Riverside. You know, how the fuck do all these people have these new phones? And here I am rocking an Obama phone. You know, I even got the homeless people rocking a new phone, iPhones. I'm like, what the fuck? And here I am with this Obama phone. Can't even call people. Can't even receive calls, you know. It works when it wants to work. And you know, what the fuck, man? Here I am trying to get by, trying to work, trying to make money, trying to pay people off that I need to pay off, and I can't because the phone's not working, because crackheads and meth heads want to, oh man, it just, it doesn't get, I don't get it. And then all of a sudden we're giving homeless people free housing, free fucking housing, come on. Really? A house and an apartment is something you earn, something you work towards. It's not something that's given. And all of a sudden, we're about to give these people this? Come on. This is ridiculous. This is bullshit. I know I've gone off topic right here, but hey, it's something that's got to be said. Okay? It's something that has to be said and got to be said. You know I went completely off topic, but that is what irks me. You know, I understand, you know, they're out there and they're doing all these kinds of drugs and they're crazy. How's that my fault? How's that my responsibility to take care of you? To the people that don't want to work hard. So you're just going to sit there on your ass, fucking shoot up cocaine, all this other bullshit. And you want me to pay for it? You want me to put my hand out and give you money while I'm struggling? While every other person in America is struggling? And you want money because you stand on a fucking corner of the street holding a sign that says, feed me? Come on. Do something. Sell something. You know, you're on the corner. Sell something. You know, sell some flowers. Do some fucking work. Like, if a homeless guy ever, like, I've had, and I put him on blast, right? A homeless guy has come up to me and asked me, Barb, can I have some change? You know, fuck you, is what I told him. I go, get off the drugs. Go sell your fucking iPhone. And he pulls out his iPhone. Man, why you be like that? I don't do drugs. I'm like, bro, your cheeks are sucked in. You look fucking like a skinny skeleton bone. I go, you want some fucking drugs, you motherfucker. I go, the only way to get you off is for you to go get a job application. Fuck you. And walks away with his iPhone. Like I said, and here I am with an Obama phone. You know, bullshit. Bullshit. I'm just tired of it. You know, I'm tired of it. You know, I've fallen back so much in my life. Like, I'm now looking into schools, you know. I'm 34 years old, and I'm now looking into schools. Should have done that when I went out of high school. You know, like, I bet you a lot of other people are going through something like this. You know? But, you know, you can't let that depression, and you can't let that frustration, and you can't let everything drive you crazy. Because that's what the world wants you to do. The world wants you to go crazy. It wants you to go nuts. You know? It's a lot of shit here designed to make people go crazy, you know? Like the newest things. People gotta have it. You know, the celebrities are sponsoring something new. Oh, you know, all the little girls and all the guys gotta have it. You know, oh, there goes some new Jordans. Yeah, $200 a pair. Come on, really? Really? I'm not knocking the people that buy it, but it's like, really? You have money to spend like that on pairs of shoes like that? Congratulations to you. But to the people that are struggling to buy the shit, and then to see a homeless guy walking with some new shit like that, come on. I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I know a lot of you guys are probably tired too. Like I said, I went completely off topic here. You know, I was talking about the Avengers, but this thing just really irks me, you know. And I hope a lot, I don't know if a lot of people feel that way too, but I'm sorry if I offended anybody, I didn't mean to, but it pisses me off. You know, here I am trying to work hard for my stuff, and, you know, and I'm hardly making it, but here goes the homeless people, you know, hardly doing anything, and here they are, you know, new cell phones, all this money, come on. Maybe that's what I should go do. Maybe I should go leave my house every morning, go stand on the corner of the freeway, and have a sign that says, give me money. Give me money. But I'm not that kind of person. I won't do that. I'm a grown-ass man. I need to take care of myself because nobody else is going to do it for me. Like, I've had friends like Matt Rubick, you know. He fucked us over. We all got fucked over in that deal. Other people went other places, you know, and here they are, all comfortable in their house. And we're fucked, you know, we're fucked. Most of us are fucked. Most of us are back with our parents, and here I am. Fucking back here. I'm just like, man. I gotta do this on my own. Nobody else is gonna do it for me but me. Man, I'm just thinking here. See, I'm 8 minutes into this and I'm just like losing my mind. You know, I'm just not understanding a lot of things. But lately, yesterday, I finally figured it out. You know, I'm not that guy to go be digging a ditch for $50 an hour. $50 for 8 hours. That was bullshit. Yeah, that's right. $50 for 8 hours. To go dig ditches for labor finder. $50 for 8 hours. Man, I was so disappointed in myself yesterday. So disappointed. I can't believe I did that. You know, but it's work. You know, I don't know why people won't fucking hire me and why I won't can't find a job. It's really starting to stress me out. It really is. But good news, out of all this stuff, I got hooked up with some stuff for next month. Man, I'm just tired. I'm tired of all this bullshit, you know? I'm tired.